introduce myself. My name is
Warren Ballantyne.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Ballantyne Show.
All right, so welcome to the second hour of the show. No matter how you're looking or listening, welcome to the show, welcome to the show. So on the breaks, I like to hang out with the family, because that's what they are, they family. You know, the folks who are on YouTube and Periscope and this, listen, y'all family to me. It ain't like, you know, hey, this is anything. To me, this ain't even a radio show. I'm getting to come hang out with my people for 2 or 3 hours a day, all right? So he's talking about cooking in the break. And I was telling him, you know, hey, I like cooking, you know, I made some lasagna. And somebody was like, man, you need to go to culinary school because you can really, really cook. And I may do that. I might take some culinary classes. But it's funny because I just think about how my mother raised me. I was telling you guys about how we have this divide and you learn from your parents and you have ideas and thoughts from your parents. And then you get into the world and, you know, it even though the world restructures those thoughts are your base. Now, for me growing up, I was the only boy in the house outside of my cousins and uncles, but I was the boy in the house. I was the baby boy in the house. And so my mother, whole thing, my whole life growing up was, you're going to be somebody's partner, not their burden. So she made me learn how to cook. She made me learn how to mop, made me learn how to wash clothes. She made me learn how to do everything that would be typically presumed to be the homemaker's job. But at the same time, I had to learn how to change brakes. I had to learn how to cut grass. I had to learn how to change spark plugs and change the oil. Why? Because I'm the boy. So I had to do all that stuff too. But my mother's whole thing was, you're going to learn this so that you don't need a woman. And when you get a woman, you're not a burden, you're a partner. She was like, I'm not going to let you go out into the world and think you need some woman cooking for you, or she's your partner and she's going to work and you going to work and she got to come home and cook too. Nah, it ain't going to be like that. You need to learn how to do all this stuff. So I try to do the same thing with my daughter, with any kids that I'm in contact with. I'll be like, look, you need to learn how to do this. You need to learn how to do that. And it's not because you're trying to make them be one thing or the other. It's just, you want somebody that's well-rounded, right? I mean, I think this is why I even have the thought process that I have when it comes to relationships. When for me, with relationships, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a girl-boy relationship, I don't judge people by anything. I don't. I don't ask questions. And the reason why is because if you want me to know, you're going to tell me. That's the way I feel about it. If I got to investigate you, look, follow you around, I don't know. My life too busy for me to be doing that. That's just crazy to me. But yeah, I gotta make sure they ain't doing this. Man, why are you even with this person if you got to make sure they ain't doing this? That's crazy to me. And see, I'm one of these people who, I don't care if you've been with 100 men before me. Okay, that was before me. I don't care. It's some guys who have a problem with that. I'm one of these dudes who, I don't have a problem with that. And the reason I don't have a problem with that is because I look at stuff from a logical point of view. Logically speaking, if you took a dude's past and look at how many women he slept with, would he want to be judged by that? But he's judging somebody else because she been with 20 dudes. How many women you been with, player? Well, that's different. No, it's not different. It's no difference at all. What's the difference? She's a woman, you a man? That's the difference? Well, you know, yeah, you know. You know. Oh man, I could care less. That's her past. Not what's going on right now. Well, she got 3 baby daddies. That tell me all I need to know. What does it tell you? It tells you that she didn't had her heart broke 3 times by some stupid dude who made her think she was the one. That's what it tells me. Well, how can you say that? How you know she? Man, look, ain't no woman just running around here popping out 3 babies from 3 different dudes on purpose. Them dudes that made her believe you the one, I'm in love with you and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, come on, man. Be logical about this. Be logical about this. Be logical. And so for me, I'm like that because that's the way my mother was, because, you know, my mother's trying to teach me how to cook and all. Mom, why I got to do this? Why I got to do this? And so she just gave it to me from a logical point of view. She's like, well, what if you never find nobody? You need to know how to take care of yourself, right? Yeah, that does make sense, mama. And then if the person you with, if she's going to work and you're going to work, wouldn't it be nice if y'all took turns helping out each other? Yeah, that do make sense, mama. That do. It makes total sense. And so to me, right? This was just logical. And like she told me when I was complaining, she said, one day you are going to leave my house and you're going to miss my food. If I teach you now, I'll always be with you. Because when you eat this food that you're making, you'll remember me. So I think it's very necessary for a man to not just do the things that men normally do, but also do the things that a homeowner or a homemaker would do so that you can not only take care of yourself, but be a partner. See, it's always funny to me when I hear dudes complaining about their women, I just laugh. And they be like, "What? Why are you laughing?" I'm like, so wait a minute. She got a job, right? Yeah, she got a job. Y'all got kids, right? Yeah, we got kids. So let me get this straight. She cook every night, right? Yeah, she cook. So let me look at this from a logical point of view. You have a woman who works just like you, 8 hours a day or more, who's raising kids with you, who has to cook for you, and then after she does all that, you want her to be your hooker in the bedroom, your personal hooker too, right? So you want her to do all these things, and when she don't, you complaining. Well, when you say it like that, you make it sound like I got a slave. Hey, I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. You want her to do everything. You just want to, you going to go to work. You going to pay. I pay the bills. Well, isn't she helping pay the bills? Ain't that the purpose of her going to work too? Ain't her money going there too? I mean, it gotta be a give and take, man. It gotta be where you understand that you are a team. Because I guarantee you she's doing more for the kids. You not even cooking? Then you want her to put out every night? Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Come on, man. Be a team. Be a team. The only thing I never learned how to do, and I ain't about to learn how to do it now. I never braided my child's hair. I don't know how to braid no hair. I pay somebody to do that. I can't do it. I ain't trying to do it. I ain't got enough dexterity in my fingers to do it. But this is the and see, fellas always, they be like, Warren, you be giving women a lot of props. And it's not that I'm giving women a lot of props. I'm just looking at this logically, man. It's not even about a prop thing for me. Cause it's a lot of dudes that's doing this. You know, it's dudes that, you know, you taking care of your nieces, your nephews, you taking care of other people's kids. I mean, hey, it's dudes out here that's doing all, they doing 10,000 different jobs. Yeah, me and Tony both like that. We running around all day. Not even for our kids, for other people's kids. Both of us are like that. I mean, so you have guys that's like that too. So you got to understand that you got to have a team mentality, because it takes a team. It really does. It really, 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 really does. Really does. All right, we come back. I'm going to give y'all some fantasy stuff for free right now. give you some players to look at and watch, and then get the lineups after 5 o'clock today. You listen to the WB.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a, this guy is, I believe, a racist.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one street fighter in America.
Okay, 40. All right, welcome back to the show. Let's talk a little bit of fantasy football. Again, you can go to the website, thewbshow.com. I will have lineups, not just based off algorithm or optimizer. I will have actual lineups you can buy, look at, play. If you played the Thursday night lineup last night, you should have cashed on FanDuel and on DraftKings. But I'm going to give you some stuff that's coming up this for this weekend slate on Sunday that I like. Running backs is where I'm going to start. This is going to be a great week for running backs. Now, we all know Todd Gurley, Alvin Kamara, those players. But you're going to be able to get some cheap running backs that may go ballistic this weekend. First one I want to start off with is Kenyon Drake. Remember Kenyon Drake in Miami? Kenyon Drake may run for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns this weekend. Kenyon Drake should be used in everybody's lineup this weekend. Everybody. Tannehill's played good. Oakland is horrible against the run. I just think he's going to go nuts in this weekend's game against Oakland. In fact, Oakland right now is giving up 154 yards a game rushing. Kenyon Drake should have a huge game this weekend. Next running back I'm going to give you, Tevin Coleman. When Tevin Coleman gets volume, he always gives you great value. Last week he gave you 15 fantasy points without even scoring a touchdown. Get Tevin Coleman in your lineup. Him and Kenyon Drake are the two running backs that are lower priced running backs who should have great weeks. Also, I like Howard from Chicago. Against Arizona, I don't think Allen Robinson is going to have the typical game that he's been having because I think Patrick Peterson is going to shut him down. So I think they're going to use Howard, Cohen, and Burton as their main weapons. Howard may run for 130 with 2 touchdowns, maybe 4 or 5 catches. Last one, I'm going to give you two other ones that you need to watch, all right? I'm going to give you three other ones. One, watch the situation in Minnesota with Dalvin Cook. If Dalvin Cook does not play, which I think he's not going to play because they're playing Buffalo, and if he's injured just a little bit, they don't need him to beat Buffalo. If he doesn't play Latavius Murray, he's going to be cheap, and he's going to put up big numbers. Latavius Murray, if Dalvin Cook doesn't play, and then Giovanni Bernard in Cincinnati, when he gets volume, he always delivers. He played big last year at this time when Mixon was out. Mixon is definitely out, so look at him, okay? And then lastly, Corey Clement in Philadelphia. I think all the running backs I just named for you are going to be reasonably priced. In fact, you know, I know Howard and Coleman is like, I think, $7,300, $7,400 on FanDuel. And Drake is like $6,800, I think, on FanDuel. So all these guys are going to be lower priced running backs, and all of them should literally have a chance to make you some money because everybody's going to go for Gurley. Everybody's going to go for Gordon. Everybody's going to go for Kamara. I don't think Gordon is going to have that great of a game. He should be faded. Gurley, one of his offensive linemen is hurt, but he just got his left tackle back, so he may still have a decent game against the Chargers. Kamara is probably going to have a really good game against Atlanta, but I'm going to fade him this weekend too, because I think you can get the same value or more by getting these three running backs in your lineup on both sites. I mean, you can put three running backs, put two in the regular positions and one in flex. The lineups will be up on thewbshow.com around 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. Eastern today. You got any questions? Ask me the questions right now on Facebook and Periscope, and I'll address them. Somebody's talking about Eckler. I do like Eckler in the game against the Rams. I do, especially over on DraftKings. Not necessarily on FanDuel, but on DraftKings, I think he may end up with 10 or 12 catches. Just like Chris Thomas of Washington. Over on DraftKings, I love him because I think he's going to end up catching 8 or 9 balls over there. So I love Thompson for Washington on DraftKings. And see, this is the thing that I'm trying to get you guys to understand. Specifically, DraftKings is a 1-point PPR. FanDuel is a 0.5 point. So on FanDuel, you want touchdowns. You don't need the receiving that much. Over on DraftKings, you can play a Chris Thompson or a Eckler, and they can give you 15 fantasy points based on their receptions. They don't have to score a touchdown. But over on FanDuel, that same 15 points ends up being 7.5, 7 points. That's a huge difference. So if you got any other questions about them, any other questions about any other players, you can let me know. Now, I want to talk a little bit about defenses, right? So I told you guys on Thursday, play Cleveland's defense, play Chicago's defense, play Minnesota defense. Well, Cleveland's defense is gone, and Chicago's is. You have Chicago and Minnesota. I also like the Jacksonville defense this weekend too, as well. I like the Jacksonville defense as well. So those will be the three defenses I would be playing. When it comes to your quarterbacks, you need to try to anticipate game flow. All right. Now, what game flow is just basically, who's going to be in the position where they have to throw the football? Those are the teams you want to pick their quarterback, their wide receivers. So when you look at a game, let's say hypothetically like Atlanta and New Orleans, that game may be a shootout. So both of those quarterbacks may be throwing a lot. All their receivers may be getting a lot of catches. Okay? Zeke, somebody's asking about Zeke Elliott. I love Zeke. Especially on the on your regular just fantasy leagues, but on DFS, I don't mess with Zeke Elliott, and the reason why is because they have no other offense. So everybody who plays Dallas right now is keen on Zeke. This is why Zeke hasn't had a ballistic game yet, because they ain't got nobody that can take the 8 people or 9 people out of the box. So as much as I love Zeke and I have him in my regular just fantasy home league. When I'm playing the weekly FanDuel and DraftKings, I don't even look at Zeke. I don't care who he's playing. I don't even look at him. All right. If you got other questions, let me know. We're up against a commercial break. You're listening to the WB.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right, so Let me also talk a little bit about what's going on with Colin Kaepernick. Tony and I were talking about this morning when we first came into the studio. It's a couple of hints out there that two NFL teams may pick up Colin Kaepernick. Let me tell you something right now. This is guaranteed to happen. Colin Kaepernick will get offered a job in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Not because they want to give him one. They have to give him one. What did I tell y'all what happened once he won that summary judgment hearing? Right? What did I tell y'all? He was about to get paid. He was going to get upwards to what? $300 million? Do you remember what I told y'all to spread all over the internet? Do you remember that? Well, the NFL knows this. So how do you stop the lawsuit? You give him a job. You give him a job. Because if you offer him a job and he doesn't take the job, now you can say, well, how are we colluding against him when we're trying to give him employment? He refuses to take it. This is what's going to happen. And see, people don't realize this is a brilliant move on the part of the NFL because it nips all this in the bud. You can't say we colluding when we giving you a job. Deb, that's it. That's the stock. But you can't claim collusion if we're giving you a job. So they'll give him a job. He'll make about $5 to $8 million a year. They'll keep him in the league for 2 years, and after that, they'll get rid of him. They'll get rid of him. Now, if he's smart, this is what he needs to be doing right now. Right? He needs to go in with a settlement offer today before they offer the contract. Before somebody offers him a job, his lawyer needs to be on the phone right now. Look, we will settle this right now for $100 million. Put a number out there. And the reason why he needs to put a number out there, because if he puts a number for settlement out there now and they come and offer him a job, he can say, okay, I'll take the job if you can match my settlement number. If he's smart. If he's smart. My man Gary Johnson says Maroon 5 is performing at the Super Bowl halftime. Skip the halftime show. I like Maroon 5. I like Adam Levine. I'm a fan of Adam Levine. He did a wonderful tribute to Prince when Prince died. Playing Purple Rain and singing it. He did a fantastic job. I like Adam Levine. Fan of his. So I can't say I'm a skip it because I like Adam Levine. So, as we get ready to go into this next set of games for Sunday, remember this, as I was saying going into the break, when you're picking your wide receivers and your quarterbacks, all right, it's two things you want to consider all the time. Think about the game flow, which teams are going to have to throw the ball. And then think about how each site scores. So on DraftKings, you want a quarterback that's going to have to throw the ball, but you also want running backs who are going to catch the ball, and you want wide receivers who are going to get the ball thrown to them a lot. Okay? That's the way you want to think about it. On FanDuel, you want a quarterback that's going to throw the ball a lot, but you want running backs that's going to get the opportunities to score the touchdowns. So, these are the things you want when you're looking at creating your lineups this week for quarterback. I gave you running backs. I gave you defenses. You got to come up with your wide receivers, your quarterbacks, or you can just go over to thewbshow.com and get the lineups tonight at 5 o'clock. You can get the whole lineups. Now, with that being said, let's go back into what we were talking about when we were talking about the great divide in this country. Everything in this country has become so political. You either red or you blue. We need to find a way to get back to the middle. We need to find a way to get back to the middle, y'all. Because if people who were not in the 1% would realize that we have more in common than we have apart, that's when the country goes back to changing. That's when it goes back to being a place where you just don't have one side and another side. You got a bunch of people working together for the good of the nation. And then if we can go back to that, right, maybe they can put infrastructure into place. Did y'all see, it's a story going out right now that I read about how, and I told you guys this months ago, I was like, if you want to fix America, just invest in the infrastructure of America. This is what China did. This is what China did. If you invest in the infrastructure of America, it creates jobs. It creates jobs. And see, right now, we're so messed up in this country because the left, like I told you, they're so far left that many of the things that they're suggesting is just flat out socialism. The right, some people over there are so far right that they're willing to blow up the Constitution and everything else to get what they want. And so for us not to understand that we're at a very unique time, like I said, this midterm election may spark a whole civil war in this country again. Because you got some of these people on the left, they hate Donald Trump so much. If he stays in power, they're gonna lose it. If the Republicans keep the House and the Senate, they're gonna lose it. Then you got folks who love Donald Trump so much on the right. If they lose the House and the Senate, they're going to lose it because it's become so polarized. I mean, it's become so polarized that people can't see that, you know what? It's called voting in democracy. This is the same thing that everybody's done forever. But it's going to be a look, you're going to have more people vote in this midterm than ever before. It's going to be historic numbers. And I promise you, it's going to be people, whoever lose, they're going to be claiming voter fraud, voter intimidation, and it's going to turn into something ugly. Ugly. And so this midterm is going to be a referendum on America. It's going to be crazy because you don't have middle ground anymore. It's either you a blood or you a Crip, you red or blue. And everybody else who's in the middle is the ones getting all the crossfire. So all I can tell y'all is get your popcorn ready. And the truth of the matter is, right, is that if Mueller drops the October surprise that he's hinting that he's going to end up dropping, it's all hell's going to break loose. Because Mueller is at a point now from talking to Cohen and Manafort, he's not going to be able to indict the sitting president. But everything that he's talking to these guys about is dealing with the Trump organization that's being ran by Don Jr. and Eric, who also worked as executives when the president was running the company, so they can be indicted.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now. Right now. Right now.
All right, everybody, let me thank everybody who's watched the show, listened to the show, tell your friends and family members about the show. Happy birthday to my homeboy, the chef, Chef Darwin. It's going to be his birthday on Sunday. Since I won't be live, I'm going to tell you happy birthday today, brother. Appreciate you. My boy sent me a new drink, y'all. I got a new drink. Now, I want y'all to listen how to make this drink. I'm trying it myself for the first time this weekend. All right? In fact, let me make sure I'm giving y'all the right ingredients because I ain't never done this drink myself. It's a new drink, y'all. We got a new drink. New drink. All right. So let me see what's all in this drink. So the graveyard, you need some vodka. You need a shot of vodka, a shot of gin. You need a shot of tequila. You do a shot of triple sec. You do a shot of Jack Daniels. You do a shot of Black Label, Johnny Walker Scotch. You do maybe a quarter of Heineken mixed in that. And then you do a quarter of Guinness to fill it off at the top. Then you stir it up. That's the drink, y'all. That's the drink. That's the drink. I'm trying it tonight. So you do a shot of gin, a shot of vodka, a shot of tequila, a shot of triple sack, a shot of Jack Daniels, shot of Johnny Walker Black. Then you put a little bit of Heineken in it and a little bit of Guinness, and then you mix it up. You mix it up. Y'all go ahead and try that out. Try that out with me. I didn't lead you wrong with the Wild Irish Rose and Sprite, did I? Told you, change your life. Change your life. Y'all scared? Yeah. Oh no, you're gonna brown and white liquor. Oh man, your liver. Oh. It's one drink, y'all. It's one drink. You drink that one drink, you good for the night. You don't need nothing else. You don't need nothing else. Oh man. Let me see something. Wait. Shot of gin, shot of vodka, shot of tequila. So that's three shots. You got five shots of liquor in there, y'all. Five shots. Most of y'all drink more than that when you go to the club. Most of y'all drink more than that when you go. Triple sec isn't a liquor. And then the beer, you getting a half a glass of beer total between two beers. You getting a half a glass of beer and five shots and some triple sec. Y'all, man. Y'all, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, sir. Yes, sir, big brother, sir. Can I have another one? My man Jay said I need to do another drinking show. I might do a drinking show. I might come in here. I might do that. I might come and make the drink live on air. Hey, y'all. How y'all? Have y'all see me making the concoction and drinking it live on air? But I'm just saying. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. All right. So... Before we get out of here, pay close attention to two things this weekend. Two very important things this weekend. One, pay attention to how much the White House is tweeting this weekend. And the reason I'm telling you to pay attention to this is because since I've been on air today, I've gotten four texts from two people who are my inside sources in the Department of Justice and in the administration. And both people are telling me basically the same thing, that Mueller is real close to issuing indictments. And if he's close to issuing indictments, it's going to be on Don Jr., Jared Kushner, Eric Trump. So if you see a lot of tweets coming out of the White House and the administration this weekend, you're going to know it's because they're getting the same information that I'm getting right now. Pay attention to that. Pamela talking about, don't let Warren set y'all up for the 52 fake out with this drink. I'm not trying to get y'all a 52 fake out. Come on now. I'm going to try it. If y'all don't want to try it, y'all ain't got to try it. Y'all ain't got to try it. So pay close attention to what's going on in that White House. The second thing that you need to be paying attention to, it is something happening right now that a lot of people are not paying attention to. Pay attention to what's going on in the Koreas, between North and South Korea. Because I am still under the belief that Kim Jong-un is playing America like a funky piano. And I believe he's trying to get relationships strong enough with South Korea that they will join China, North Korea, and Japan to form a united front against the United States. This is why China is not backing down on this tariff war. And now North Korea and South Korea, if they can reconnect. And see, you got to understand something. See, this is the stupidity of Americans, but also it's not just stupidity. It's the overconfidence of America. Y'all realize South Korea and North Korea, they're family. And when I say they family, I'm talking about they actually are blood related family. Many people in South Korea come from North Korea. They're family. They might have been fighting all this time, but they ain't gonna let nobody else come in and just blow up their stuff. That's just like us. We can get into a fight, but if somebody mess with y'all, they gotta fight me too, because you're family. Look, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love them and appreciate them. You may not get that chance tomorrow. That's why I tell you, I love you with the love of Jesus. God bless you. Have a good weekend. Don't forget to get your lineups, 5 o'clock. And radio folks, get your $50 in. Get it in. Talk to you guys Monday. Been listening to the WB.